My guest at this time is Joe Bastardi. He's the chief forecaster at weatherbell.com. He was for many years the chief long-range forecaster at AccuWeather. He has recently spoken out on the UN Climate Summit as well as the People's Climate March that took place in New York City and briefly tried to shut down Wall Street in its battle against capitalism. Today it was the president's turn at the UN Climate Summit to try and rally the world to his administration's position on the issue. And Joe, thanks very much for being with us.
Well, it's a pleasure being here.
Well, let's start with what the latest science tells us. When we talk to people who are skeptical of the Obama administration's position on this, he, of course, says it's settled science. Others have said recent data shows that temperatures over the last two decades, levels of ice at the poles suggest that things are not heading in the direction that Obama and Al Gore and others have suggested. So what do we know for sure?
Well, what we know for sure is this, that nature, not man, rules the climate. You could do the math. It takes common sense. Understand that the sun, the oceans, and stochastic events far outweigh what CO2 can possibly do. It's boxed in effectively. It's 1/100th of the greenhouse gases, the most prominent being water vapor being the control knob, so to speak. And with the oceans having 1,000 times the heat capacity of the air and putting water vapor into the air, as we all know, through evaporation in this constant cycle that's been going on since the beginning of time, as far as I'm concerned, science, weather, and climate is being used to hide an agenda that is basically, as you saw what happened, the mask came off. It's about destroying capitalism, destroying freedom as we know it. As far as the president's remarks today go, I find them astounding. All he needs to do is look at his own NOAA-based NSEP temperatures over the last 10 years, National Center for the Environmental Prediction, showing the downturn that has begun because of the cooling of the Pacific. And in addition, if he wants to blame the United States, Mr. President, take a look at the only true hockey sticks from fossil fuel are in per capita GDP for each human being on the Earth and life expectancy, which is shot up. Both those things have shot up in the age of fossil fuels. So I don't understand it. I really don't. From my point of view, as a meteorologist, the reason why I'm involved in this, folks, it's simple. I don't have anything to gain. I just have been studying the weather and studying climate since I was a kid. I got my degree out of Penn State. And my father, who's a meteorologist, taught me that you had to know yesterday to have a chance to forecast tomorrow. So when these people say these things, and you can sense the frustration in my voice, it takes me 10 seconds to refute them. I can go right to something that shows the opposite going on. And I can't understand why they're not looking at the other side, especially in light when an economy is shut down. I don't know if the president understands that in the last 100 years, there's been an increase in one molecule of CO2 for every 10,000 molecules of air. Assuming the United States is responsible for 20% of that, that means the United States in the last 100 years has put one molecule of CO2 into the atmosphere for every 50,000 molecoles of air that there is, much of the prominent greenhouse gas water vapor. I don't understand how you can turn around and then blame us when 80% of whatever you want to blame comes from some other place. And in addition, if you're going to blame us, take a look at the increase in people's lifestyles and the length of people's lives. I mean, I don't get the whole thing. I really don't.
Let's follow up on a couple of quick points. First of all, the big contention by the UN's own climate panel, as well as many of the others on that side of the debate, is that the rise in the level of carbon dioxide is directly linked to a rise in global temperature. Others have said recent years have suggested that's not the case.
Well, how can that possibly be if the temperature's leveled off and then have been turning around? I mean, what's happened is, look, we came out of a little ice age in the late 1700s and 1800s after the sun, we had very low sunspot activity for almost a century. And the increase in sunspot activity is almost directly correlated to the increase in temperatures. So I don't understand why that's not being looked at. In addition, I don't understand when you look at the Michael Mann's hockey stick and the fact that temperatures on his hockey stick have declined, were supposed to decline if you use tree rings over the last 50 years, and then he pasted the thermometer on there, the measurements by thermometer. If you look at Liu, for instance, Liu's study out of China, he shows the current rise in temperature in his tree rings, but he also shows it warmer during the medieval warm time. I really believe that this is an agenda-driven situation, and it's frustrating to me because I used the word yesterday, and people got mad at me because I used the word prostituted, weather and climate. I meant that in this way, okay? This is something I have loved since I was young, have watched every day since I was a young kid. I don't take days off in my job, and you can ask anybody who ever worked with me when I was working at the other place. I never took a day off. I love it so much, okay? So something I love is now being used for a completely different thing. And, folks, if there was one positive about that climate march, if you go and look at the people marching and the signs they had up, it should be obvious that it's not the climate that they're concerned about. It's the destruction of the American way of life as we were taught, the competitiveness, the capitalism, that type of thing, where the individual has a chance to pull himself up, not guarantee something, pull himself up and rise out of it. That's what I believe this is about. So consequently, you know, if you're going to say there's a debate going on, I don't believe that. You know why? Because the debate is not about science and it's not about weather anymore, because all we need to do is watch the temperatures now over the next 10 to 20 years. As the Pacific began to cool, the temperatures leveled off. The Atlantic's going to cool. They'll fall even more. I believe I made this statement back in 2007 that by the year 2030, they will fall back to where they were in 1978, the start of the satellite era, and when the Pacific went into its warming cycle. That was a forecast I made. I'm not making forecasts for 2050 and saying people are going to be standing in 3 feet of water in downtown New York City. No one's going to be around to verify that. And by the way, let me ask this question of all the people that don't believe my opinion. You're worried about sea level rise, right? Well, New York was under 100 feet of water at one time. It was also covered by glaciers. I think seven inches a century of so-called sea level rise along our coast is well within natural realms if you look at how far the ocean is varied up and down over the geological time scale. And by the way, speaking of that geological time scale, I'd like the president and anybody else to explain to me how we had an ice age at 7,000 parts per million. All right, if you actually looked at the geological time scale and the relationship of CO2 to temperatures, I don't understand how you can be driving home this point that the United States is to blame, or anybody on the face of the planet is to blame, for so-called climate change, which, by the way, if you look at the actual statistics, floods, droughts, hurricanes, tornadoes, wildfires, everything is down across the board.
Joe, just a couple of quick follow-ups before we let you go. I'm sure the rebuttal from the Obama administration and others who support their position would be that, look, 98% the number
That's not true. That was a skewed, if you take a look at the actual data, that was a skewed skewed result based on the people that answered it and based on loaded questions. For instance, ask me if I believe that the climate changes. Ask me.
Do you believe the climate changes?
Sure it does. I've been arguing that since the get-go, that the climate changes and the large drivers of the natural forces that we've always seen, that I believe the climate changes. That's the other thing. Why would you trust anybody to change global warming to climate change? Because why would you change? If you were playing somebody in a baseball game and he suddenly decided to change it to ping pong because he was getting beat, why would you get involved with that? Do you understand what's going on here? And the media is complicit in this. They don't even bother looking. It's astounding. As a 59-year-old man, remembering all the things that the media uncovered and went after, how they just march along like sheep, I don't get it. I really don't. But those studies, look, the Kyoto Accords, over 31,000 degreed scientists signed against the Kyoto Accords, 9,000 of them PhDs, for goodness sake. So why doesn't anybody bring that up, that they don't agree with it? So it's amazing watching these things. And the other thing is to look. If everybody jumps off the Brooklyn Bridge, you got to go jump off with them. Does that make it right? Science has always been like this. It is a type of thing where you have to search for the truth. I'm going to say one more thing. If the climate fight ended tomorrow, it makes no difference to me. It doesn't affect. I've been using climate and weather every single day of my life, okay? It's the reason why when someone says, oh, the hurricanes are worse than ever, 1954 and 55, five major hurricanes right up the eastern seaboard in 2 years, hasn't even been equaled. The day of the climate march, 1938, Providence, Rhode Island, under 15 feet of water, wind gusts 186 miles an hour, Blue Hill, Massachusetts. It's not even close. It's the skin. So what happens is I look at this stuff and I see all this stuff, and I know that they do not either they don't look or they do know, and they're saying something opposite to drive home a point. You know something? You have to tell the truth, even if you believe you have the greater truth. You have to look at the facts. And the media and everybody else has to get onto this thing, because in the end, what's going to happen is, if you don't have energy to drive the lifeblood of your economy is not going to go anywhere.
Last question, Joe. One of the things we do know about this debate is that some of the most advanced and emerging nations, like China, India, they want nothing to do with this. They're looking at their economy.
They're laughing at us. You know what? It's kind of strange. I sat on a plane with a Chinese PhD in meteorology on my way back from Chicago a couple of years ago, and he said, "No, we don't believe that. We don't believe it. They don't believe it. Maybe that's why they're building a coal plant a week." What's fascinating about that is if you notice, the United States, the amount of CO2 the United States puts in the air has dropped. And if you look at the 30-plus excuses now that they have for this so-called pause in the warming, which, by the way, is arrogant because that means they assume it's going to start going up again, they couldn't even predict the leveling off, which we predicted. We said once the atmosphere adapts to the warming of the Pacific, the atmosphere will level off and then start turning around and going back down. But in any case, over two-thirds of their excuses are natural excuses. Oh, the sun's not doing it. Oh, the volcano. Oh, there's this or that. It's hard to believe that this whole thing is occurring. I want you to understand something. This is not about the weather. It's not about climate. It's not about science. Those things are being used to further another agenda. And as someone who has loved that all his life, it's really disheartening to see this going on in my country.
Joe, we can sense your passion. We thank you very much for being with us today. We appreciate it very much.
Above all, though, enjoy the weather. It's the only weather you got.
Will do. Thank you, sir.
All right, my pleasure.
Joe Bastardi is the chief forecaster at weatherbell.com, formerly chief long-range forecaster at AccuWeather. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.